This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held delegation-level talks with the President of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, in New Delhi today. During the talks, both sides committed to deepening engagement in trade, investment, technology and innovation, clean and green energy, connectivity and people-to-people ties. India and EU set an ambitious agenda for 2025 and beyond. After the talks, in a joint statement, the Prime Minister said the two-decade-old strategic partnership between India and the EU is natural and organic. The Prime Minister mentioned that several decisions have been made to elevate and accelerate the partnership between India and the EU. The Prime Minister added that to enhance connectivity, concrete steps will be taken to move forward with the India-Middle East-Europe economic corridor. Mr. Modi emphasized that cooperation on cyber security, maritime security and counter-terrorism will be advanced.
रक्षा और सुरक्षा से जुड़े मुद्दों पर हमारा बढ़ता सहयोग आपसी विश्वास का प्रतीक है। साइबर सिक्योरिटी, मैरिटाइम सुरक्षा और काउंटर टेररिज्म पर हम सहयोग के लिए आगे बढ़ेंगे। इंडो पैसिफिक क्षेत्र में शांति, सुरक्षा, स्थिरता और समृद्धि के महत्व पर दोनों पक्ष एकमत है।
In her remarks, President of the European Commission Ursula von der Leyen said, under the leadership of Prime Minister Modi, the relationship has been thriving. India and Europe are bound by shared convictions and values. In Uttarakhand, 16 out of 57 workers trapped in a massive avalanche near Marna village in Chamoli district have been rescued. Teams from ITBP, NDRF, SDRF and the Indian Army are tirelessly working to locate and evacuate the remaining 41 workers. A dedicated army rescue team comprising 7 officers, 17 junior commissioned officers and 150 personnel is actively engaged in relief and evacuation efforts. The Indian Air Force has been called in to expedite rescue operations, but heavy snowfall and harsh weather conditions continue to pose challenges. Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami expressed concern over the incident, stating that the government is closely monitoring the situation and making every effort to accelerate the rescue mission. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the government's priority is to safely evacuate the people trapped under the avalanche. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said he spoke with Chief Minister Mr. Pushkar Singh Dhami, DGs of ITBP and NDRF. Meanwhile, in Himachal Pradesh, heavy rain and snowfall continue to affect most parts of the third consecutive day today, disrupting daily life. Due to snowfall and landslides, road connectivity has been affected in many places and all educational institutions are closed in 4 districts of the state for today. Our correspondent reports the tribal regions of Himachal Pradesh, including Lahaul Spiti, Kinnaur, Pangi and Bharmaur, as well as the upper areas of Kullu and Shimla districts, have been cut off from rest of the country. In Kullu district, the road beyond Manali leading to Solang Nala and the Atal Tunnel is closed for vehicular movement. Meanwhile, a landslide near Jira Nala in Manikarn Valley has blocked the water flow, prompting the district administration to evacuate people living along the Nala in Tosh village to safer locations. Tourists and locals have been advised to avoid areas around the Parvati River. India has retained the fastest growing major economy tag as its GDP grew by 6.2% in the third quarter of the current fiscal, up from the revised rate of 5.6% in the previous quarter. India recorded the GDP growth of 8.6% in the third quarter of the last fiscal year. The Central Board of Trustees of the Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO, has kept unchanged and recommended the same interest rate of 8.25% on Employees Provident Fund deposits for 2024-25. The bloodbath on Dalal Street continued today as both benchmark indices fell nearly 2% each. The 30-share BSE Sensex tanked over 1,400 points, which is nearly 2%, and closed at 73,198. The Nifty 50 also extended its losses to the 8th straight day to close at 22,124, losing over 420 points. And that is the end of this news bulletin.